This one is an old classic.
My lady Dapandi.
Cat Stevens from the Mona Bona Jacob album. That's Lady Darbanville, and we'll be back tracking a couple more times at round about 4:15 and round about 4:45. Beyond the break, we've got a 21st birthday message for Joan Ditchfield.
We've discounted it, we've checked it out, now it's co-op guaranteed. That means you get more in your shopping basket for your money. Co-op guaranteed.
Doe and ham, 67 pence per pound. St. Ivel plain or fruit yoghurts, just 8.5 pence. Honeydew melons, 24 pence. New potatoes, 24 pence for £5. Heavy duty garden chairs, only £3.49.
That means you get more in your shopping basket for your money. Co-op guaranteed.
At CRS stores, Liverpool and Birkenhead.
Did you know that in just one day you can have central heating installed in your home? One day. That's all it takes Lawton & Wallace to install any kind of central heating anywhere in the Northwest. Quick, simple, efficient. Contact Lawton & Wallace, 132 St. Helens Road, Prescott. Phone 051 426 7008. Or contact the Wigan branch. Whole house central heating in just one day. Get in touch with the experts, Lawton & Wallace, for a free quote.
Right, as promised, 21st greetings to Joan Ditchfield. Love to you, Joan, on your birthday. From Mum, Brother John, Sister Marie, brother-in-law John, nephews Jeff, Neil and Jimmy, and last but not least, Mr. and Mrs. Price from Kirby.
It brings a cold shiver inside. To the beat, and that brings out a sadness in me.
David Soe, back among the hits. It sure brings out the love in your eyes. Going out to Joan Ditchfield on her 21st birthday. And don't forget, if you'd like to make somebody's day, as they just made Jones, who's now leaping about with delight at having her name mentioned on her own station, then all you've got to do is drop me a line and make somebody's day by giving them a mention, and mark those letters and cards for me, Roger Blythe, at Radio City, P.O. Box 194 in Liverpool.
194.
It's time for the Del Monte Simple Chef.
Right. Today I'm going to make pineapple ice cream.
42-inch sink base units, list price £60, status price only £27. 42-inch wall units, list price £47, status price only £17.50. And there are thousands more great offers in the status sale. It's on now at Wavertree Road, Liverpool, Everite Road, Widnes, Stanley Road, Birkenhead, Boundary Road, St. Helens, and all status branches.
Radio City from Liverpool to the Northwest and North Wales. Heading for news with Mary Wilson.
I've never done anything like this before.
Partly cloudy skies. The temperature in Liverpool, 65 degrees. It's 3 o'clock. Roy Saatchi with Radio City News. The leading Soviet dissident, Anatoly Sharansky, has been sent to prison for 13 years. The prosecution had demanded 15. 30-year-old Sharansky has been found guilty by a Moscow court of treason and spying for the United States, a charge already denounced by President Carter as patently false. The verdict came on the fifth day of a trial close to Sharansky's friends and Western diplomats and reporters. Sharansky, a mathematician and computer expert, was alleged to have given state secrets to American spies posing as journalists. But he told the court his fate had been predetermined 18 months ago when an official Soviet newspaper said he was guilty. His mother has sent President Carter a letter thanking him for his support and stressing her son's innocence. Britain's yearly rate of inflation is down again to its lowest level since the end of 1972. The latest price index for June shows prices just over 7% higher than last year. Prices Secretary Roy Hattersley says the new figures confirm his forecast that inflation will stay around 8% for the rest of 1978. And if all goes well, he says, inflation could stay in single figures for 1979 as well.
I'm saying if we have a moderate, sensible, practical pay round, that will certainly be the case, barring the disaster of a 100% increase in oil prices or something of that sort. But if we have the sort of pay round which I believe we will have, then we'll keep inflation well into single figures next year. But there is that big proviso. Well, I say big proviso, I think the trade unions are far too sensible to imperil their members' standard of living by having unreasonable wage increases, irrespective whether there's a formal policy or not. So I predict it'll stay in those good figures next year, but I can't be certain of it in the way I can be certain that it'll be single figures and well into single figures between now and Christmas.
There's bad news for home buyers from the building societies. Figures for June show the societies aren't attracting enough money from savers to continue their current level of lending. The amount of money flowing into the societies fell to £1.147 million, the lowest it's been for 18 months. This means mortgages will become more difficult to obtain, and if there isn't a rise in savings, another rise in the mortgage rate is certain this winter. The bill, designed to outlaw child pornography, has passed its final hurdle in the Commons and should be law by the month's end. Now offenders will face a jail term of up to 3 years or a heavy fine or even both. Vivian White reports.
The bill's had an extraordinary progress through the Commons, stopped in its tracks and apparently killed dead by Labour MP Ian Mikado, who called out the one word "object" to make his irritation felt at Tory tactics over another bill on trade union rights, resuscitated by the government, rushed through the Commons and the Lords and back to the Commons today. But today, Sir Bernard Brain MP made a last-ditch attempt to strengthen the bill by making it cover the text as well as the pictures used in child pornography. He said the public had been led to believe that the bill would stamp out child porn, but it would do no such thing. But he withdrew his amendment to allow the bill to become law as it stood. And Mr. Mikado wished the bill well, complimenting the Lords on the fine job they had done in improving it. The Commons, he said, had been too lazy, too cowardly, and too incompetent to do the job itself. Vivian White, IRN, Westminster.
Liverpool Crown Court sentenced a 15-year-old boy to 4 years detention centre after he and three 19-year-old youths mugged a club steward. The others, David Nelson and John Caldwell from Toxteth, were jailed for 4 years. Michael Pitchford, also from Toxteth, was jailed for three. They and the boy from Speke waited for steward Gerald McNally to open Allerton Manor Club. They gagged him, tied him to a door and then stole £130 cash and £500 worth of spirits. They escaped in a stolen car driven by the boy but were spotted by a policeman. The millionaire stores chief Sir Hugh Fraser and three of his business associates have been fined a total of £885 for breaches of the Companies Act. They were charged with putting forward a balance sheet which didn't give a fair and true picture of one company, the Scottish and Universal Investment Trust. In his judgment, Sheriff Irvin Smith said he was satisfied it hadn't been done on purpose. An inquest in Southport's been told how the son of Knowsley's chief executive killed himself after his affair with a married woman came to an end. A note the dead man wrote to his parents telling them suicide was the only way out was read out in court. Jackie Morley reports.
The lovelorn bachelor, Christopher Wilgoose, was found dead in his car at his parents' Thornton home. He'd parked in the garage and left the engine running, filling the car with fumes. Christopher, 31-year-old son of the Knowsley Council chief executive, left a suicide note. He talked of his love for a married woman, which led him to give her almost £1,000, expensive household goods and a continental holiday, finally driving him to suicide when she found somebody new. "I just want to finish this pain," he wrote. "I can only fall in love once and for always. I see no future." Coroner Ronald Lloyd recorded a verdict of suicide. Jackie Morley, Radio City News.
Finally, there were red faces at the first Ellesmere Port and Neston Council lottery, which was drawn today. For the winner of the £1,000 first prize was the town's mayor, Winifred Walls. And to add to the embarrassment, the draw was made by the town's mayor, her nephew, Councillor Ron Wright. The council's expected to make a £4,000 clear profit from the draw. That's it for the moment. More at 4. I'm Roy Saatchi, Radio City News.
Roger Black, City Extra, on 1.4.
Back into City Extra for a Friday with Susie Quattro. The race is on. I wouldn't say that it was a race, more a gentle amble towards 6 o'clock. I don't know, though. On second thought, it could be a race. The days of the fade finish, as I observed the other day, have, thank God, gone. But now we're stuck with ones which suddenly come to a great big walloping bang ending. Paul McCartney, Wings, I've Had Enough. I don't really feel as I've had enough. I've scarcely started. It's 12 minutes past 3 o'clock. Stick around, we've got some nice music lined up between now and 6 o'clock.
This time of year is strawberry time.
Time to pick them fresh.
Fresh from Frodsham Fruit Farm.
How?
Do you get there? Drive into Frodsham and take Ship Street.
Past the police station.
Open
9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
7 days a week.
Bring
the family. Frodsham Fruit Farm. Got it?
Got it.
You turn into a national petrol station and suddenly there they are. Those little blue people.
May we introduce ourselves?
We are Smurfs, not gnomes or elves.
We all work at National.
Giving help and fun for all.
We call it service with a Smurf.
Petrol, oil and air with mirth.
National's the one place on earth.
You get service with a Smurf.
National stations are the in place these days. Cheerful service and bags of Smurfery. Models, t-shirts, posters, badges. A veritable emporium of Smurfinalia. Oh, Smurfs ya, baby.
National's the one place on earth.
You get service with a Smurf.
You're listening to a sound from the 1940s, one of the big hits by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. This is another sound from the 40s, not a very popular sound. It's the voice of madness, of chaos. This man, Adolf Hitler, used the power of hate to manipulate millions. But there were those who wouldn't listen to his voice of insanity. There were some who cared about life. The Hiding Place is the true story of one family who cared, cared enough to die. The Hiding Place, starring Julie Harris, Arthur O'Connell, and Academy Award winner Eileen Heckert, introducing Jeanette Clift, filmed on location in color by Worldwide Pictures. If caring means anything, if love matters at all, see The Hiding Place.
The Hiding Place, Certificate A, at a cinema near you from Sunday.
Yes, the same old song with the same old words, as done once upon a time by the Weathermen and then by the Four Tops and now by KC and the Sunshine Band. Time's 18 minutes past 3 o'clock. Randy Newman's Rider in the Rain, a former record of the week of mine. We'll take a break and then back with a guy called Pete Cubbett in Orchard Road, Morton on the Wirral.
Clean up on Saveway's carpet sale. Look how little it costs for 16 square yards. Just £27 to carpet a bedroom, only £58 for a lounge, and £38 for a dining room. And think of the difference you could make to your hall, stairs and landing for only £75. Clean up on great carpet buys like these, only at Saveway's Carpets.
Saveway's Carpets, save you more!
Saveway's Carpets, the North's leading carpet specialists. Sales now on at New Strand, Bootle, Huff Lane, Leyland, St. Chad's Parade, Kirby, The Concourse, Skelmersdale, Runshaw Lane, Exton, and Prescott Road, Old Swan.
This week in Norman Thomas's show, Radio City is running a campaign to encourage parents to have their children immunised against potentially damaging diseases like polio, measles, diphtheria, and tetanus. Each day between 10:30 and 6, there's a special phone-in number to ring for parents to obtain expert advice on the whole question of immunisation. The number to ring is 227-5781. That's 227-5781. Remember, it pays to protect your children.
And don't forget that hotline is open right the way through until 6 o'clock tonight on the final day of the immunisation campaign. 23 minutes past 3 o'clock. Peter Carbett in Orchard Road, Morton on the Wirral, writes to say, can I give a mention to a lady whose name I can't pronounce? This should prove interesting, entertaining, and maybe difficult. I shall try my best. Choiline Leung is the best I can manage. And if it's wrong, Peter, well, it's your fault for not telling me how to pronounce it. She also lives in an unpronounceable part of the world. Clanfairwelly in Anglesey. I couldn't even manage that one. I can manage this. Thank her, he says, will you, for the happiest and most loving 8 months of my life. And tell her I love her forever. Oh, a little bit of sentiment creeping into Friday afternoon. Gene Cotton from his new album, Save the Dancer, Before My Heart Finds Out, which was a single not so many weeks ago, going out to Choileen Leong. I'm chancing my arm and saying it again, in Clan Farewelly in Anglesey. Can't be Clan Farewelly. It's presumably the long and unpronounceable one, which I couldn't even begin to attempt. Peter, trust that says it all in any case. Don't forget, the Super Stinker comes up in an hour's time at 4:30. The biggest battle of them all coming your way then. Half past three the time for a Friday afternoon. You're along with City and Roger Blythe along with you. Radio City from Liverpool. This is City Extra through till 6 o'clock. That was Colin Blunstone and an album track, I'll Never Forget You. Talking about never forgetting. Last evening I was out with some friends having a quick glass of lemonade and a quick bite of something to eat. And talking about not forgetting, we were talking about the great days of Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning cinema when you used to pay your fivepence or sevenpence or ninepence to go in and see the films for the kids. Remember those fantastic Saturday mornings? They were marvellous. And we were talking about how the cliffhanger used to finish one week and you'd be convinced that the guy in the car had actually gone over the cliff. And the next week, he'd achieve this miracle escape by jumping out at the top of the cliff. And I didn't realise that Bob Monkhouse, who in his time has collected a few old movies, a bit of an old movie buff is Bob Monkhouse, in fact, made a point one week of getting together all those old clips of Zorro and all the rest of the heroes and putting them together so you saw this Saturday's finish and next Saturday's beginning. And they used to cheat, you know. I never realised that till now. The man actually did go over the car on the cliff, and then in the following week, you'd see that he jumped out before he went over. Bit of a cheat, that, really, I must confess. But I didn't realise that at some cinemas, at one cinema that was in the area, apparently they used to have a prize, they used to have a draw to see who could be the usherette and who could be the ice cream girl. I'm glad I didn't take part in that.
The Big Sleep Sale is now on at Liverpool Bed Centre. Save £43 on a Slumberland Posture Sprung Double. Sale price just £75. Save £80 on a Sleep Easy King Size. Sale price £119.50. Vono Deep Bass Double, sale price £89.50. Complete with free wrought iron headboard. Don't miss the Big Sleep Sale at Liverpool Bed Centre, corner of Norton Street and London Road. Now open too in Grange Road, Birkenhead, opposite British Home Stores. Come in and lie down.
Have you noticed how excited people get when there's a sale? Have you noticed how excited people get when there's a Debenham sale? But it's not surprising. It is Debenhams. And it is the sale for amazing bargains. And what's more, there's Debenham's wide range of credit facilities to make your sale shopping so much easier. So whatever you're doing, and wherever you are, don't miss the sale at Debenham's. It's on today. Also, Browns of Chester.
It's City by the Sea. Yes, Radio City goes to the seaside this Sunday. The City Showmobile will be taking the high road to North Wales and will be setting up camp for the afternoon on the promenade at Rhyl. City DJs Chris Jones and Phillyson will be introducing their guests from the local seaside shows. For motorbike enthusiasts, there's a unique display and rally of vintage motorcycles. And for those who just want to dance in the sun, there'll be plenty of good music from the City Disco. So pack a picnic, pick up your bucket and spade, and make your way to the promenade at the Clock Tower Rhyl this Sunday. We'll see you there.
Les Reed and the Pop Proms Orchestra giving their inimitable treatment to the old Lennon and McCartney Fool on the Hill. And talking of pop treatments of Lennon and McCartney, some Beatles medleys featuring tomorrow evening in the Serenade to Summer by the new Liverpool Concert Orchestra. I shall be out and about up there at the Liverpool Philharmonic on the top of the hill, not the Fool on the Hill, at the top of the hill at the Philharmonic tomorrow evening at 7:30 for that Serenade to Summer with the Liverpool Concert Orchestra. And I gather they've got a special Beatles medley, specially arranged by a guy called Alan Danson, and that features as part of what promises to be an entertaining programme of music. Might see you there, eh? You never know.
Every time.
Back a little way for that one from Aerosmith. Dream on, and it's moving on. Not almost 20 minutes to four.
It's the Roger Black City Extra on 104.
At the end of a hectic day, when you've been working all in or earning your pay, your face gets dirty and covered with wine, and you know it's gonna give your skin a hard time.
Girls, why not take advantage of a great and French offer? A selection of fashion bangles from the fabulous Combi range. See your stockist for details.
Clean up on Safeway's carpet sale. Look how little it costs for 16 square yards. Just £27 to carpet a bedroom, only £58 for a lounge, and £38 for a dining room. And think of the difference you could make to your hall, stairs and landing for only £75. Clean up on great carpet buys like these, only at Safeway's Carpets.
Safeway's Carpets, save you more!
Safeway's Carpets, the North's leading carpet specialists. Sales now on at New Strand Bootle, Huff Lane, Leyland, St. Chad's Parade, Kirby, the Concourse, Skelmersdale, Runshaw Lane, Exton, and Prescott Road, Old Swan.
We've discounted it, we've checked it out, now it's co-op guaranteed. That means you get more in your shopping basket for your money. Co-op guaranteed.
Dough and ham, 67 pence per pound. St. Ivel plain or fruit yoghurt, just 8.5 pence. Honeydew melons, 24 pence. New potatoes, 24 pence for 5 pounds. Heavy duty garden chairs, only £3.49.
That means you get more in your shopping basket for your money. Co-op guaranteed.
At CRS stores, Liverpool and Birkenhead.
One from the city vault, that one, that's Sly and the Family Stone and the Old Family Affair. It takes us up to a break at nearly a quarter to four. Beyond that, we shall try and discover what makes the perfect English gentleman.
194 Radio City.
Suites, beds, furniture and carpets available at your kind of price. That's ELS. Plus the chance to win Horizon Holiday. That's at ELS too.
Competition closes this Sunday, 2 p.m. ELS, Wavertree Road, Liverpool, Vicarage Road, Haydock.
ELS gives a bigger choice, yes.
Selling Sunday, 9 till 2, late nights, Tuesday and Thursday.
There's a sale on at Redefusion. We've got bargains galore, galore. We've got hi-fi in great profusion. All the best makes in our stores.
Call in at Redefusion and catch the summer sale. There's a huge stock of hi-fi equipment going for a song. The GEC A5019 Music Centre at just under £130. The Philips Hipster Cassette Recorder at just under £20. And many more. Don't miss the Redefusion summer sale.
Where everything goes for a song, goes for a song.
Exactly a quarter to four on Friday's City Extra. Roger Blythe along with you if you're just joining me. Nice to have you along. I'm with you right the way through until 6 o'clock. What makes the perfect English gentleman? Well, I've heard all sorts of definitions on what's a gentleman, some of them quite unrepeatable. But now de Brett's, publishers of the famous Guide to the British Peerage, have given some guidelines on the subject. In a book called The English Gentleman, the author Douglas Sutherland, the guidelines are given as to how you can spot one. And we've got Douglas Sutherland on the line to us right now. Douglas, what would you say are the instant giveaways? What's the quickest way to spot, and say, ah, yes, he's a gentleman? Douglas?
Yes, hello.
Hello there. I was saying to you, what are the instant giveaways, do you think? What is the quickest way to spot that someone
spot
is...
a gentleman.
Mm.
Well, I think really by his clothes, you know. Gentlemen, of course, their hair is always well brushed and their shoes are clean and they have clean fingernails. But they're not very particular about what happens in between. They probably have a couple of suits, well, the non-gent has probably many more, but they have lots of jackets, you know, jackets for things like shooting jackets and golfing jackets and gardening jackets.
They are, as they say, the people who can afford to dress casually and don't need to worry about how many suits there are in the cupboard.
Could you speak up? I think we've got a bad line.
I was saying they are, as they always say, the people who can afford to dress casually, then.
Yeah, yes, a gentleman can afford... It's considered bad.